customers and beyond.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. One of the nooks and crannies that I will not be going to anytime soon, I'll be honest with you, Mexico. Boy, I used to go there a lot. Pick a place. Cozumel, Acapulco, Playa del Carmen. I think I've been just about every little port to every little port in Mexico, including some of the central parts in my past. I wouldn't go there now. The U.S. State Department is warning against traveling to Mexico and avoiding certain areas anyway and driving at night. What's interesting is if you look at the website, what they're cautioning against is what they're saying is there are serious risks because of the ongoing violence. Really? No kidding. You think that we don't know that there's serious risks in Mexico because of the drug cartel? Of course we know that there's serious risks. But the fact that now some of the touristy areas are very doubtful, too. You could be at the wrong time, wrong place, wrong time, get in a taxi somewhere. And why would you take that risk? I would have to think eventually this is going to start to, and I'm sure it already has, cut into their tourism dollars. Would you go to Mexico? Do you think it's, that's all nonsense because really the drug cartel is only going to get gunned down the people they're aiming for, not the innocents. I'd be careful with that because I think in my conversations with somebody who used to work for the State Department, he was telling me that you have to think what would make you a target. Why would it be worth kidnapping you, let's say, if you're in a certain area? Because of what they could get in return. Or what do you have on you that they could take from you? It's not necessarily all drug cartel people. So, travel to Mexico, very popular usually this time of year. How much of it has fallen off? And would you go to Mexico? Perhaps you stay home and you're a gamer. Does it concern you about PlayStation? 77 million people hacked into. Oh, I hate that since I've been a victim. So, not from PlayStation, just from an email hacker. So, the personal information includes credit card stuff because they're subscribers to the streaming service. And the funny thing is, a lot of the subscribers, instead of being upset over their information being compromised, they're upset that they can't get back onto the service because they're addicted to it. And now what do they do when their addiction is completely gone? Forced cold turkey. Not just for a few hours, but for days on end. It has some people climbing the walls. It shows you just how addicting gaming can be. Let's get to the real world and, or back to it, and Libya and what's happening there. The questions abound. What's going to happen next? How big is our involvement going to be? What about Syria? Could we really ignore what's happening in Syria? What's going on with Muammar Gaddafi? And why not just blow them up? Somebody said that. I think on one of the shows somebody said this, called in and said, why didn't we just blow the bloody place up? Get rid of Libya, get rid of Syria. Clear it like glass. Well, can you imagine? You've got innocent people there? I don't think so. That's not going to happen. But massive violence committed against the people in these areas by their own government. What does it spell besides serious trouble? The answer is we keep reacting and saying, okay, we need to step in here and act as the beacon for democracy and stop these human atrocities. So you do that in Libya. It turns out there's now a stalemate, but you don't do that in
in Syria.
Mm. As far as Libya is concerned, the Secretary of the Defense, Robert Gates, talked about some attacks and where they're originating and what the targets are. Take a listen.
We have considered all along command and control centers to be a legitimate target, and we have taken those out elsewhere. Those centers are the ones that are commanding the forces that are committing some of these humanitarian violations of humanitarian rights, such as in Misrata. We consider them legitimate targets. We are not targeting him specifically, but we do consider command and control targets legitimate targets wherever we find them.
All right, so it's the step-around question of Gaddafi. We're not taking him out. You heard him do that doublespeak thing a little bit at the end there and focus on the whole targets thing. That's an easy road to take and forget about any of the drilling down to some of the specifics, especially the question of Gaddafi. If Gaddafi's still running the government, his government, and people are being killed and were just gunned down for no reason, then how can you say that you're just leaving him as is? James in Kentucky, you get the first word on this show. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I just have a quick question. I have, especially with the whole Easter weekend, I haven't been keeping up with anything. And I heard something today at work about possible taxes coming up. I'm thinking on a state level for electric cars and hybrids, taxing them for not using gasoline because the states get a certain amount of money from each gallon of gasoline that you buy. Have you heard anything about
this? So you're saying in Kentucky, you're saying just federally doing that?
Well, I don't know.
I think it's state. That's what they're talking about. It would have to be a state thing. I have not heard that federally, that they would do that by not using gasoline. In other words, turn around and tax, throw a tax there, because still those deductions held up through tax period, and they're supposed to still hold up through this next tax period. Remember, that was the whole incentive.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard that on the federal level, but boy, it would be interesting on the state level if that were true. If you heard that, I don't doubt that that's being chomped on, because state budgets have gotten kicked in the guts. As you know, Kentucky, they have their own struggles just like everybody else, and maybe that's what they're saying. Maybe, is there that many hybrid cars, though, on the road in Kentucky?
Well, I don't know if this is a Kentucky thing or not. I know there are a lot of all electric cars and hybrids in California.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't know. I didn't hear any particular state. I just heard, you know, I guess kind of like the rumor. But after hearing it, it made a lot of sense. So I thought I would call and check with you.
I'm glad that you threw that out there, James. I'll do some more checking myself, but I did not hear that that was happening on the federal level. Of course, as I say that, everything is up for debate because we're talking about tax reform right now, and there's been a lot of that conversation over the last couple of weeks, and with the deficit, who's to say? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's another edition of We Can Count, plus reaction from the owner of the Dallas Cowboys on what happened in court and what's going on with the NFL, why the doors are shut of his facility to the players at this point. But right now, we're talking about a couple of different things. One, if you want to throw in your two cents on would you go to Mexico, let's say right now you get offered a great trip. It's in your inbox. You only have to pay $108 for the flight. You have everything else paid for. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Who doesn't want to go swimming, hang out in the infinity pool, swim up to the wet bar, and not think about anything? Except for that you might get shot. Seriously, would you take the risk saying, it's in Juarez, in different areas really than where I am. I won't take cabs away from the place. I'm not going to be a target. Or would it be, there's a reason why the place is cleared out and the deal is so cheap, so I don't want to be a part of that. 800-259-5791. You heard my thoughts. I think more people anyway, because of the gas prices, will do the stay vacations. And they're not going to wander off very far, certainly not in the car, because of ultimately what it'll cost them. However, if you have a family, you fly, the bags cost extra, you get a rental car, even just to go to the little area where you're going, even if you're seeing family or whatever it is, and that's all going to start to add up when you have high gas prices. You can't really evade it. You can try to do the HOV lane, come up with alternatives, carpooling, but eventually I think for most people that wears thin and doesn't work out. And part of the reason why is because the world isn't like it was in 1950 through, I'm going to say, even the early 70s, where people worked 8 to 5 and you left no matter what. You just dropped your pen on the desk. You were out. You clocked out. That's not the way the world works anymore. Strange hours, as we all know, almost 30 million people doing third shifts. I think it's much more difficult to try to maneuver that and expect it. And I'll tell you, the undoing of this president will be high gas prices. Because the lifestyle is so affected by it. If it were to hit $7-$8, forget it. He's done. I don't care what he says. I don't care what they trot out for him, what Robert Gibbs schemes up, or David Axelrod, or any of the other people who were supporting his candidacy. It doesn't matter. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, we talked about, or we have talked often about storms, and the storms that have slammed into the South have been incredible with these tornadoes, and they're talking about lightning strikes that have injured at least 9 people. So we're going to get to that in a second. But before we do, a little bit more of a payoff on the politics of being reelected. How about a big flip-flop from the Wall Street Journal? Here's Roger Madden with more.
Today's Wall Street Journal's front page is blazoned with the headline, in bold, financiers switch to GOP. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Let's see if I got this straight. Wall Street financiers, based upon the popular argo or capitalist, were supporting socialists, otherwise known as Democrats? Say it isn't so, but it is. In fact, I knew this back in 1998 when I first ran for the New York State Assembly as a Republican on the Upper West Side, a district one could only describe as the last bastion of socialism since the fall of the Soviet Union. The first thing I did to raise money was to take the one train to Wall Street. I figured, naively, that here was a bunch of guys, some girls too, who would support my campaign, especially since I was running against a Democrat who had all the characteristics of Lenin, who got on the train at 72nd Street rather than Finland Station. The article in the Journal describes these captains of the universe having put millions of dollars into candidate Obama's 2008 war chest as disappointed with him as president. What boggled my mind in 1998 was that when I approached these captains of the universe, I interpreted their refusal to give me any money to challenge a socialist was a matter of principle. Well, now we know it's not the principle of the thing, but the fact that they bet on the wrong horse. And never underestimate a hedge manager's ability to change course when the bet he made goes south. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I do.
All right, Roger, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was pretty interesting, that headline. People are definitely hedging their bets, shall we say. Nothing is written in stone, to say the least. Hardly. It's going to get, I think, much more interesting as we get down the stretch because of what I said earlier about the gas prices, where is the economy going to be. And listen, the people who helped to get Obama elected the first time around aren't stupid. They know that this will be a big part of what happens the second time around and whether or not he'll make it. It really, really, people absolutely vote from their own point of view, even if they say they don't. You could talk about immigration issues, you could talk about education, you could talk about military matters, all kinds of things. But the bottom line is, it's what hits you the most in the wallet. You have a family, you're retired and you can't make it and your 401k blew apart. It matters because who's going to help you? Who's going to help you when you can't afford to pay the medical bills? Who's going to help you? Not this Jimmy Rig system that we have now where actually people are getting charged more money and they don't understand, but they're not getting a cost of living increase. So there are a few, I think, little asteroid-like things that are floating above Washington that could come crashing down on this presidency without a doubt. So as you can see, if you just tuned into America Tonight, we do like to roll all over the place. And there's a reason or a method for this madness, because often we're pounding down that same road. But there are so many other things that we have going on in our own backyards. In fact, speaking of that, I want to know what's going on in your backyard. We're going to start to talk to people specifically every week from our affiliate area. So if there's something that you think is important that other people would be interested in, please send it to me as we're doing that research to americatonight.net. That means just go to the website, click on the email, and that's how you can get to us, because that's a new thing that we have coming up as we get closer into May. That's when we'll launch that. Speaking of launches, I've had now a couple of people ask me about it, so I'm going to jump to this quickly to make sure we get it again. But it is true, and I'll say it, that the astronaut husband of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is on site, baby, and he is ready to roll. He's the commander of the Endeavor. That would be Mark Kelly. It's still amazing to me, these Kelly brothers, because Mike Kelly was the commander of the last shuttle. What a family. And then here you have Congresswoman Giffords, who is recovering from her injuries, but she's going to be there to watch the liftoff. And I think a lot of eyes are going to be on Cape Canaveral as this dwindles down to the next to the last shuttle launch. Suddenly, you know, we blink our eyes and the shuttle program is mothballed, is done, and the shuttles are going to end up on display, as you know, all over the country in all different areas, whether it's the Smithsonian or Los Angeles or Florida itself. But you're only going to get to see these shuttles in a position where they're mounted and you're looking at them. I don't know, maybe you'll be able to go through one. That would be very, very cool. However, it's one of the few times you're going to get to see one in the sky. And for all the people listening to us in Florida, they know how special, as I've already mentioned before, how huge that is. So all the crew is there. The weather looks good right now. That's what they're saying at the Kennedy Space Center. Should take off early Tuesday afternoon. Should take off and begin the countdown to take it all the way out. The Endeavor is set to blast off Friday afternoon on the final voyage. How cool is that? We can count next.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Yes, topping another edition of We Can Count, ADHD. Check this out. I read this headline. One in four people who say they have it might be faking it. Patients embellishing symptoms because they want to get drugs. Shocker. Do you think that's ever happened before? 22% of adults in a recent study claimed they suffered from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, tried to mess up their test results to make it look like their symptoms were worse. This is according to a new report that was based on the medical records of close to 300 patients, and it was published in a clinical journal. So some of the people who exaggerated the symptoms actually had ADHD, but they wanted to make sure that they got diagnosed as it, so they really poured it on thick, in other words. And in the United States, between 2% and 4% of the adult population, they say, has ADHD. So if you kind of break that down, think of the numbers, that's maybe roughly 4 million to 8 million people. I don't know. I think it's kind of the opposite. I think a lot of people have ADHD and they don't even know it. And it's widespread. And I don't know if it's because of other things exacerbate it, like technology and, things coming at us so fast or what it is, but I think I've seen more of that that's undiagnosed than the opposite. However, it does make sense. If somebody's trying to get drugs for it, then that's exactly what they would do, right? Fake it, of course. Fake it. This is crazy. And here in America Tonight, when it comes to numbers and this special segment that we do, I've noticed that we have had a lot of people turning 100. It seems like maybe every 2 weeks or so I'm talking about somebody who's 103 years old or whatever. Well, because of the population aging, the number of centenarians has really gone through the roof, if you will. It's doubled in the past 20 years. They say that 72,000 are 100 or more years old. And that's supposed to double again by 2020. Oh, what would it be like to live to be 110? I don't know, boy. You'd have to, hopefully you had, knock on wood, some seriously led a blessed life and you have very good health. Because I think the health problems would be hard. It's hard when you can't breathe and you start to get oxygen and stuff. You know, it's like my grandfather that I used to talk about a lot on this show, what a cool guy he was and how he had an influence on my life. And when he hit 90, he was great. He was cruising along. And all of a sudden, the health problems started. And he made it to 93. And at the very end, thank goodness, I mean, he was lucky because we really had him 100%. He wasn't losing any of his faculties, really, but it was the health problems that would kick in that led to oxygen. And once the oxygen thing happened, he had a tough time breathing. So what would life be like at 100-plus years old? Now, 2050, they say there's going to be 265,000. Ooh, that's a lot. And there were even people that are 100 that work. What are you doing when you're 100 and you're working? I don't know. If you live to be that long, hopefully you'll have a lot of people in your life that, because that would be the other thing I think that would be so ridiculously tough. If you're suffering and you're in a home somewhere and you're just kind of being shuffled around and, you know, you get it. Not to be a downer here for this segment, but it was crazy when I saw those numbers. Whew. Okay, how about this Mexican actress who got 30 days in a very twisted marriage case? Don't know if you happen to catch a little bit of this anywhere, because a lot of shows were, I think earlier in the day, were talking about it. That's where I initially heard it the first time around. You know, all I heard was the actress gets 30 days in this marriage case. And what they're talking about is a soap star, a Mexican soap star, who was accused of a sham marriage to stay in the United States. So she is now in not white, but a jumpsuit. She gets the 30 days in jail because she finally was getting grilled so much. She admitted that she lied during an immigration proceeding. So she and her husband, a guy named Kent Ross, her name was Fernando Romero, are expected to avoid serving time, hard time, as a result of plea bargaining in the case. Wonder how many people, you know, they've made movies about it, but I wonder how many people have gotten away with the fake marriages, have been paid to pretend they're married and, you know, somebody trying to get a card. I'd have to think that the number could be pretty high and that now some of the agents more than ever know what to look for. By the way, the actress had to pay a $5,000 fine, serve the 5 years probation. And both of them are 28 years old. And this actress had a couple of roles in some U.S. movies. She was in a horror movie back in 2009 called Drag Me to Hell that you might have heard of. That was one of them anyway. But she's been on this telenovela, and the federal agents arrested them last year on suspicion of duping immigration folks about their marital status. Oh, wow. Can you imagine that? You have to try people, you have to get people to lie for you and try to figure out what you're supposed to say about the other person. Kind of like that movie, what was it called, The Proposal? I think Sandra Bullock was in it, and that was the whole idea behind that, faking a marriage, a sham marriage. I think unless you had a script and really knew it cold, if they were starting to grill you, it'd be tough to not trip on some of the things that they know trip couples up. They know where they can nail someone, in other words. They know where they would pretty much flub the questions. How about this? This is something completely different, not about fooling immigration with a phony marriage, but the Affleck Duck. The new voice of the Affleck Duck, check this out, very cool, is a sales manager from Minnesota, Daniel McKeague. He's from Minnesota, like I said. He beat out 12,000 other people to replace Gilbert Gottfried and become that voice of the reinsurance company's duck mascot. Gottfried, what a great gig this was for him, gravy train. He was the Affleck Duck voice for 11 years, but he got booted in March after making some comments on Twitter about the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, so, which, by the way, produces about 75% of Affleck's money, their revenue, so of course he was going to be replaced, and they decided they were going to have a contest. So how wild is that, that a guy who is just a, you know, he's a sales manager, has a voice that they liked, and ended up getting the gig. I wonder what they pay him. Probably not what Gottfried was making, but you would think it would have to be pretty good. And I think that's cool. Just plucked him out of obscurity, and he beat out all those other people. I mean, that's serious bragging rights when you can say he beat out 12,000 people. 12,000 people. Wow. Let's switch to drugs again for a second. We started off talking about ADHD and people trying to, notice the theme here, trying to say that they needed drugs, that they had it because they were trying to get the drugs, in other words, by faking it. Well, we go from that to serious drugs, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, the FAA thinks they found a small plane that plunged into, believes that a small plane that plunged out of the sky into a northern New Mexico lake, which ended up scattering all kinds of things, all kinds of debris, including, check this out, bundles of cocaine had come from Arizona. They found the plane on radar and traced it back to Prescott. So the debris in this Heron Lake that was floating out of the, it was a little Cessna. A lot of it were these packages of cocaine that were wrapped up, and they're trying to figure out what happened, thinking that, you know, the 23 bundles are there, but what about the people? And they're trying to find the bodies. And the plane crashed about 100 miles north of Santa Fe. It happened early in the morning on Sunday. They're diving. It's pretty cold water, but they've been working to get 200 feet even below the surface, and it's been tough because they've got choppy waters and whatnot, but they can't explain too much of what happened. They're trying to trace it, other than they found all of this marijuana, and it's cocaine, a little bit of marijuana, but mostly coke, and it's one of the biggest amounts that they've ever found, and they just stumbled into it. Wow. Wonder what happened to those people and how that plane came down. Stay with us. Stretch Drive next.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
NFL draft, but yet the players are still in limbo, even though there's not technically a lockout. Everybody is sort of stuck. It's like a stalemate, similar to the situation in Libya, although there's not violence attached to this, just mental anguish. And the players are feeling it. They're starting to feel the pressure, some of them, especially those that don't make that much on the sliding scale of things. And they're It's more about the trying to work out and get in shape and in case there is an NFL season. However, even with what happened with the judge and saying the lockout is over, they're still trying to determine what does that mean? What happens with the new year? The league said the players could go back to the weight rooms, could go back to their team's facilities, and one of the owners, the one who gets the most publicity, or at least a lot of it, Cowboy owner Jerry Jones, said, whoa, not so fast. In the meantime, the man who's standing there with the players and saying, listen, at every turn, we are winning this thing. This is ridiculous. He had his own thoughts on the players' struggles in the NFL labor strife and the owners actually really striking out DeMaurice Smith. So take a listen.
We are in the process of determining throughout the league as to just how we will proceed and when we'll open the new year. We don't have across the league, our year's not started yet, our new football year.
The owners and the National Football League opted out of a contract that was fine. They went to the Supreme Court to try to stick it to the players, and they lost. They tried to keep revenue sharing from happening in 2010, and they lost. A judge ruled that they gamed the TV contracts to lock the players out, and they lost. And then they locked the players out and took football away from our fans, and yesterday they lost.
But the problem is there's confusion. There's confusion with the draft coming up about trades, about signings, workouts, free agency, all that sort of stuff, and how they move forward and what happens with a new year. Remember, it was the owners who imposed that lockout when the talks fell apart back in the beginning of March, and then the players turned around and disbanded their union. So they were ordered into mediation. They didn't come up with a consensus after 16 days of talks. They met with a federal judge, the one that I'm talking about. They didn't have any progress there. And everybody wants to know, are we going to have an NFL season? The appeals are going on. It could drag on through the spring. You get to August, and what do? The regular season will be upon us before you know it. And I still say at least a couple of games are lost, maybe more, maybe more. It sounds unbelievable to people who hear $9 billion in revenue and not being able to figure out a way to split this money up, give enough money to the players that they're satisfied with it, and then the owners still walk away with their chunk. And what's interesting is the stadiums and how they're financed. You know, how often has the bond issue for a stadium come up on a ballot somewhere, and then people have to get those licenses to get the seats and everything else. They're getting jabbed in every corner, and then they hear about this $9 billion a year, and their jaws just drop. They don't understand it because they can't afford to take a vacation even. And they don't feel sympathetic toward the owners especially or the players. And they're all smothering the golden goose. If they really kill this golden goose off, they're going to be sorry. They won't realize what an easy path they had if the fans bail. And I think if the season goes out, boy, you're going to have a lot of unhappy people. And people that will, not all those people will come back to the great game of football once they get their act together. If it were completely to be done for the year, it doesn't happen. Not just losing a couple of games, but losing a lot of games. I think enough people would be more than infuriated by that. Matt, what do you think? You're a football fan. I really do think that it would be incredibly costly to the NFL if they completely went out. If they just couldn't get it together between the lawyers, between everything else, even though it looked good, they have no season. I think they're toast with a lot of people. Too greedy. And I think people will take a permanent break. And they're not going to have, like I said, they're not going to have sympathy, because the average person is going to have a hard time, you know, wrapping their head around what they're leaving, why they're not trying to, why they're not getting a deal done, frankly. And it's just so, it's just like the oil thing, where people freak out about what an oil company is making, what the profits are, and what the CEO is making. Now, if the oil company is making incredible profits, the CEO is going to make big bucks. Because if the CEO isn't doing the job, or under his watch, the profits are going down, he's going to get booted. They won't give a long rope there if that's what happens. But that's different than the NFL. When we flat out know there's a $9 billion price tag attached to it, that's the problem that they're having. All right, quickly, speaking of money, the dollar is near a three-year low. I think you all know that at this point. And at the same time, it's interesting because we've had a couple of decent days on the stock market. But some of the best day on the stock market that I think we've seen in 3 years. The meanwhile, you've got the dollar plummeting, and the Federal Reserve has to decide what to do and what's going to happen with the debt ceiling in May. What Congress is ultimately going to do, because there have been enough threats that they won't raise that debt ceiling, and would they actually default? I can't imagine, actually. Can't imagine that that will happen. There'll be a lot of arguing. There'll be a lot of grandstanding on it. But ultimately, if it comes back to that too-big-to-fail thing again, and if it's the prevalent thought really underneath it all that if we do this, we're defaulting on loans, what will we do to the relationships we have with other countries? They're already shaky about our economy. And the dollar index, which there is an index for that, tracks the performance against major, you know, tracks the dollar against a basket of major currencies. It hit the lowest it's ever been since August of 2008 at 73.483 before cutting losses. Not good news.
Can I put a gun rack on my bike?
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.